2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's a Thursday edition of Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Curie here. Scott Mitchell's on the drive down to Vegas right now, of course, for the coverage of the Utes and Trojans tomorrow down at the Allegiant Stadium. We call it the Allegiant Stadium. Is it like the is it like the Costco?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so he's down there. He's heading down. He did the right thing. You got to leave early. Everybody says you got to leave early. I know a couple of my friends that were leaving. They left at like 11 today because they were like not messing around with it. So all that cold front apparently is supposed to roll in. And like I watched all the models. I watched all the projected forecasting models. It's not good tomorrow morning across I-15 down where you're going to be driving through. And if you've never gone through that stretch with bad weather, if you've just coasted through there on nice weather on the way down to St. George before, you have no idea how terrible it is in the snow. It is freaking awful. And all those semis that you just kind of fly by, they're all stacked up going up these little hills, and they're not able to get up there, or they're putting chains on the side. You don't want all that noise. Head out early, man. Come on. Let's go. Be safe. that's the last thing you want. Have this massive thing going on, and somebody gets hurt. I mean, people are already dumb in the snow, and just you got to be careful. So just leave early. Do yourself a favor. And it's a perfect excuse. Honey, I got to go early. I'm so sorry. Hey, boss. I don't know if you saw the weather. Send him that clip of Kevin Eubanks saying, your employees need to leave early. You get Kevin to do some recording, like some special one.
It's the fake permission slip, right?
Yes.
I got to miss work because fill in the blank.
The doctor's note. Mm-hmm. It's a meteorologist note. It's just a picture of Kevin with his white jacket on. He goes, get out of town, bro. It's one of the odds right now. Time for a market update right now, courtesy of the folks at TryDayTrading.com. TryDayTrading.com, of course, where you too can test your ability to be able to be a day trader. You can do it yourself. Try day trading. That's what it is. TryDayTrading.com. The market update, let me just tell you. Dow down 194 points today. S&P 500 down as well, less than 0.5%. And the NASDAQ was up 0.1 of a point as well. So there you go. All right. First up here on what are the odds? Here's how it goes. Jeremy, you going to play with me?
Of course.
Okay.
It's kind of hard a one-person game.
But why would you put a soccer one in?
You enjoy the soccer.
I put up with the soccer. All right?
It's USA. Come on.
It is. And look, the USA is moving on to the next round. You know who's not? Germany. Sorry, folks.
Or Mexico.
Mexico. See,
Belgium.
We're better than all the – Belgium. We're better than all these countries. All right? There you go. The forward for USA Soccer, Christian Pulisic, was hit in a rather sensitive area during that game against – who were they playing? Iran.
Is that the right way to say it?
He scored on the goal. That's the right way to say it. He scored on that goal where he got hit pretty hard. He suffered, as Team USA delicately put it, a bruised pelvic bone. So what are the odds that he actually plays in this game?
It's high.
He says he can try everything he can, but you know that's the kind of garbage that we hear from Jaren Hall sometimes. Oh, man, I want to be out there. I'm going to do everything I can to be out there. And you're like, oh, boy, he's not playing. But now Jaren told us yesterday he's playing in the bowl game. Done.
We'll see.
Okay, let's see with Christian Pulisic. What do you think?
I'm going to go, hi, he's going to play. It doesn't say start because I put this in there. Michael Irvin, 88%.
Oh, okay.
He's going to play.
I'm going to go with a...
Got a soccer number for us?
Yeah, I'll go his soccer number. He's 10. I just saw it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of high numbers in soccer. I don't think they do the high numbers. Not like we do. You got to go to like the MLS. All right. What are the odds that the SEC gets five teams or more in the very first college football playoff of 12 teams coming up in a couple of years? Now, right now, as it stands with the rankings, if LSU wouldn't have lost last week, there would have been four in this weekend.
True.
And it would not have been insane on a normal year to have four or five that are right there. Greg Sankey, their commissioner, actually joked about getting seven in. And when I say joke, I mean he probably is like hoping that that's the standard. Yeah. Seven out of the 12. That's what everybody fears, is that you go, we have this 12-team playoff. Five of them are from the SEC. Three of them are from the Big Ten. You know? And then like we throw all these other teams in there who I guess we can crown champions and then move them in there. So what are the odds that in the very first 2024 college football 12-team playoff, the SEC has five teams or more?
I'll go old school. Robert Parrish, 00.
Oh.
Come on. It's not happening.
Good. Hey, I'm glad you're confident about it, because I think the rest of college football world is pretty freaking scared that it's just going to turn into a different version of the good old boys club.
You're telling me Arkansas 8-4 is getting in?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. No. What's going to be is a 9-3 Texas team sneaks in at 12.
Oh boy.
That's what's going to happen. No, are they in? Yeah, because that'll be the first year they're doing it, right?
Yeah,
25, I guess, is when they go in.
No, they'd have 1 year because it's 2024 season.
It's the start. So next year and 24. No, Texas will still be in the Big 10, or in the Big 12, rather.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, boy. You do not want that. The Big 12 sending their representative, like an Oklahoma-Texas representation in the college football like first 12 team.
Like the Pac-12 right now. You want USC, right? Is that what they're wanting to do?
Do you?
No.
No, of course not. But it's a weird thing, too, because you also get a little bit of a financial bump if they go to the college football playoff.
Pick your poison, I guess, right?
Yeah, the poison is you hope the Trojans get poisoned.
It's like, go Utes, come on.
This is when you don't choose sides, but when you hate it one side a lot, then there you go. Then the side is chosen for you. Okay. What are the odds that the top four stay the same over the weekend? The top four college football playoff teams right now stay the same over the weekend. Or some version of that, they are all there. If TCU loses, they might have a shot of staying in there because they'd only have one loss.
If you go that route, it's pretty high. Staying the same number, it's low.
Michigan could lose and still stay in there.
They're not going to lose.
Georgia could lose. They could stay in there.
They're not going to lose.
TCU could lose to Kansas State. That's the one wild card.
Utah. You're not giving Utes? Come on.
Oh, that's the thing is, I think, no, I'm saying...
USC's out if Utah wins. Come on.
100%. But I'm just saying, like, that's already a given that one's shaky. TCU's also kind of shaky. No one believes TCU still. We'll see, though. What are the... I'm going to go with that it's all the same. There's too much going on. There's too many things going. I'm going to give it a Brett Favre 4% chance.
That low?
Brett Favre 1.1 million percent chance. That's the money he stole from Mississippi.
I'm a little more optimistic that the top four will be in there, even though.
Okay.
Oh, man. Can I go with the Hakeem Olajuwon 34? I just want to bring him out. That's
sure,
all
I know. You just wanted to say.
Can I say Clyde Drexler 22?
Hakeem the Dream. Wanted to say Clyde the Glide.
To make people mad, Vernon Maxwell 11.
Wow. Bringing out all the stupid Rockets that we've hated. I don't know. I don't think we've hated Hakeem Olajuwon.
Who hates the Dream? Come on.
No, he's too good.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.